Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Isaiah 40, 27 to 31. The prophecy of Isaiah chapter 40, verse 27 to 31. O Jacob, how can you say the Lord does not see your troubles? O Israel, how can you say God ignores your rights? Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. My theme for reflection is strength for the weary. Strength for the weary. Waiting on God in a world that drains us. There is a particular kind of tiredness that sleep cannot fix. You wake up, but you are still exhausted, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It is the kind of tiredness that makes even small decisions feel heavy. If we are honest, many of us have learned how to look strong in public while quietly running on empty inside. Into that kind of weariness, Isaiah speaks. The people of Israel were not just physically tired. They were exiles, displaced, uncertain, and disillusioned. They had begun to whisper, "My way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded." In other words, "God has forgotten me." This is a people far from home, struggling to imagine a future beyond their present hardship. And Isaiah does not begin by fixing their circumstances. He begins by reframing their vision of God. He lifts their eyes. The Creator who stretches out the heavens like a tent, who names the stars and holds chaos at bay, is not absent. The same God who governs galaxies also knows their names. As Augustine of Hippo once said, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it rests in you." Their exhaustion was not only from exile, it was from trying to carry life without resting in the one who sustains it. Isaiah's logic is beautifully simple. If God does not grow weary, then those who are connected to him do not have to be consumed by their weariness. He gives power to the faint. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. This is not denial of exhaustion, it is the direction of it. Waiting on God is not passive resignation, it is active dependence, a posture that says, "I will not run ahead of God, and I will not give up on him." Scripture confirms this pattern elsewhere. In Matthew 11:28, Jesus echoes Isaiah's promise, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." The God who sustained Israel in exile, now in Christ, invites us personally into rest. The consistency of Scripture reminds us that divine strength is not earned, it is received. We live in a culture that glorifies speed, productivity, and self-sufficiency. We run, but we burn out. We strive, but we feel unseen. Isaiah challenges that rhythm. Strength is not found in doing more, but in waiting deeper. Some will run and not grow weary. Others will simply walk and not faint. Not everyone flies like eagles every day, but even steady walking sustained by God is a miracle of grace. So what does this mean for us today? It means your exhaustion is not a failure, it is an invitation. It means God is not overlooking you, even when life feels stalled. It means that renewal is not found in escape, but in returning to God again and again. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in your life do you feel most weary, and have you brought that honestly before God? Number two, what would it look like for you to wait on the Lord rather than rush ahead in your own strength? And now our practical exercise for the day. Take a deliberate pause, 10 minutes without distractions. Sit quietly, breathe slowly, and repeat a simple prayer. Lord, I wait for you. Let that moment become an act of trust, not productivity. Everlasting God, you who neither faint nor grow weary, we bring before you our tired hearts and heavy burdens. Teach us to wait on you, to trust your timing and to receive your strength. Lift us when we are sick, when we are weak, steady us when we feel like falling, and renew in us the hope that carries us forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.